You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, everybody, it's me, Sam Stein, managing editor at The Bulwark. I'm joined by Sonny Bunch and Adam Wren of Politico, who is actually at the Indiana State House. Adam is here because we have breaking news that the Indiana State Senate has rejected the attempt to redistrict the state by a fairly resounding vote. What was it, 31-19, Adam?
Yeah.
Basically, after weeks of pressure campaign from the Trump White House, including fairly overt threats and continued till this day, the Indiana Senate Republicans looked at it and said, no, we don't want to do this. Adam, just paint the scene of how the day went.
Senators convened at 1:30 p.m. and engaged in about 3.5 hours of debate. They caucused beforehand. Right up until the last minute, President Donald Trump was calling individual senators here in the state and trying to get them to flip. Senator Greg Good, who represents portions of Terre Haute, Vigo County, was a Republican swing vote. And when he got up today to speak and sort of made an impassioned case for small C conservatism, federalism, spoke out against, you know, misinformation and the bullying tactics. When he spoke, even though he didn't give his voting indication, it was pretty clear that this was not going to go well for the White House. He was a key holdout, hadn't announced his position before today. And so this is, you know, a significant rebuke of President Donald Trump, of J.D. Vance, of Speaker Mike Johnson. All of them spent a significant amount of time and resources here trying to get a result that would give them two additional congressional seats in 2026, a year when Democrats just need three seats to gain the majority.
I was kind of blown away by how nasty it got prior to the vote. I mean, there was no persuasion or carrots. It seemed like it was all sticks. You've been talking to these lawmakers. Can you just give us a sense of how much intimidation they faced, how scared they actually were?
Sam, they were significantly scared. You know, on Tuesday night, the senators kind of spoke in committee in a more intimate way than they did today during the remarks. But they spoke of receiving unsolicited orders from Domino's Pizza, which is a way that MAGA kind of signals to opponents that they know where you live. They spoke about, you know, pipe bomb threats. You know, many of them were fearing for their lives. The ones that I talked to felt that it was important for them to weigh into this, and by ignoring those threats, they felt that those threats were, you know, compelling them in a direction that was not good. A precedent politically where they would consider, you know, this bill for MAPS under duress, and they thought that was bad for democracy, and said that they sort of set those aside when they voted today. This was pretty dark stuff, and you know, unfortunately, in some ways, I think today is just the beginning of continued threats. Many of them say that. They don't think that the pressure campaign will stop. President pro tempore Roderick Bray, who has had one-on-one calls with Trump that have been very frank and very heated, have said that there's no way they can bring this back up in 2026. So the White House and Republicans like Turning Point Action, they're going to go all in on retribution mode. And their credibility, to be frank, is on the line. Charlie Kirk, before he was murdered, essentially said that he would spend much of Turning Point's political capital on primarying these Republican senators. And so there's a real test of their ability as an organization here. Are they going to make good on threats that they're going to spend tens of millions of dollars? They've said eight figures they will spend against Senate Republicans who voted against this today. So their credibility is on the line here, and it's a real test of that.
One thing that jumped out at me today, which I don't think I've ever seen before, was Heritage Action tweeted something like, the president is going to pull all funding from Indiana. There's going to be, how credible did they think that threat is? Because, the threats against the people's homes is obviously insane and bizarre. And, nobody wants to see that. It feels like the financial levers are potentially more viable. But at the same time, I've never seen a president threaten his own party like that before.
That quote from Heritage Action got a lot of attention prior to session beginning today. And it's really just saying the quiet part aloud. For weeks, Sonny, there have been quietly veiled threats that Indiana's federal funding, its Medicaid expansion voucher, all of this, its application was going to get denied, that highway funding was at risk. The White House never said these things explicitly. When Vice President J.D. Vance came and visited Indiana the last time he did in October, they had Senator Jim Banks, the MAGA Republican, read through all of the federal funding and grants that Indiana was set to receive to senators as a briefing. And he didn't say that would go away explicitly, but he read this to them. That was part of the conversation here.
Nice little state you got here.
Yeah. It's like in The Godfather showing up with the brother, right? At the courthouse. It's like, not saying anything's going to happen to the guy, but here's your brother, by the way. So why do you think they said no? I mean, and I know you're a Hoosier and you're going to be like, well, it's just, the Indiana way and we're good people. But like, for real, why did they say no?
Well, you've been my editor, Sam, so you know I'm not a good person. There were a number of ideological reasons that they didn't like this. I mean, one of them was more real politic than idealistic, and that was they thought that there was a scenario here where splitting Marion County, the Democratic beating blue heart of the state, into four districts would make their lives very complicated politically. They thought that this gerrymander would result into a 6-3 map where Democrats would actually gain a seat either in Northwest Indiana up by Chicago, which is currently held by Democrat Frank Mervan, or in the center of the state. They thought they could lose. It's not just idealism here or the Hoosier way. It is, they thought this was getting too cute by half. The other thing that you'll hear a lot of people talk about is the pressure campaign. These are small C conservative people. They believe in a divide between federal and state government, and they don't want an incursion from Washington, whether the White House is held by a Democrat or whether it's held by a Republican. They believe in a division of government here. And so they didn't like the Washington mandate. They also didn't like some of the tactics. There was an aggressive texting campaign. Nearly $1 million was poured into the state by outside groups threatening to primary them. It was all sticks and no carrots. And so I think it failed just as a pure lobbying exercise.
The potential map going the other way is an interesting one, because you hear some of that here in Texas. I live in Dallas. There are some folks who say, well, this new map that is being drawn up is actually not that great. There's going to be, it relies on a lot of demographic ideas that aren't necessarily going to hold. So that's really interesting to hear. But also, I mean, I'm just curious from your sense there in the state house, does it feel like the Trump administration is in kind of lame duck mode? I cannot think of another time when the administration wanted something this badly and failed this catastrophically to get it from Republicans.
Yeah, honestly, as the results were pouring in from New Jersey and Virginia, I was texting with Indiana Republicans, and they really, described a feeling of letting the air going out of the balloon here of the White House and Trump losing all their juice to redistrict and gerrymander Indiana. That feels very much like this. And the fact is that, these Indiana Republicans went through with this vote today. They delivered a decisive defeat for the White House. And so even if they are kind of the rare case, other Republicans, whether in the U.S. Senate or Congress, are going to look at this intense lobbying campaign, you know, that Trump invested himself in personally, that the vice president invested in himself individually, and that also Speaker Mike Johnson, twisted arms here in the final weeks that, Politico has reported. And so they're going to all look at those people kind of losing political capital here, and they're going to have a lot more reason to say no in the coming weeks and months.
Adam, I know you got to go. Thank you so much for this. Really appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon. Bulwark Takes is sponsored by Aura Frames. I've got a bit of a holiday gift-giving pattern. I tell myself this year it's going to be different, and then I will panic at the last minute because I forgot to get the more thoughtful gift, and I'll just buy a gift card. Well, this year I skipped the panic, and I gave an Aura Frame. They are an absolute hit among people at the Bulwark, and I am jealous of Sarah Longwell every time I go into her office because I see that frame right there. It looks so good. You can upload unlimited free photos and video. Just download the Aura app and connect to Wi-Fi. You can preload photos before it ships, keep adding from anywhere, anytime. You can share photos and videos effortlessly straight from your phone all year long. It's perfect for sending grandparents their ideal gift, which is pictures of their grandkids. Every frame also comes packaged in a premium gift box with no price tag. For a limited time, save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $35 off Aura's best-selling Carver Matte Frames. It was named number one by Wirecutter. Use the promo code BulwarkTakes at checkout. That's AuraFrames.com. Promo code BulwarkTakes. This deal is exclusive to listeners, and frames sell out pretty fast. So order yours now to get it in time for the holidays. Support the show by mentioning us at the checkout. So that was Adam Wren, old buddy of mine, used to be his editor. He's got Indiana down. He's smart. He knows what's going on. He's been following this. I don't want to reveal too much, but I might as well reveal it. He thought it would be a lot closer, I think, than the vote was. It was 31-19. A majority of Senate Republicans voted against the new maps, which is remarkable. I was stuck on the exact thing you were stuck on. I guess it's because you tweeted it prior to talking about it. Yeah. But like, these are like state lawmakers. These aren't members of Congress. This isn't even a governor. These are just random state lawmakers in Indiana. It's like it's an incredibly conservative state. This isn't even Georgia or, you know, Wisconsin. I don't know. It was a little bit surprising how little juice Trump had with these folks.
In a way, yes, because again, these are, you think, well, they're going to be wowed by talking to the president. You know, he's got all the power.
Isn't that the whole point?
I do wonder if he just has so much less direct juice in Indiana. Like, he can threaten House members with, you know, you don't get to come to White House things at the, like, right, on the very basest level, right? You don't get to come to White House things. We're not going to pass your legislation. Like, there's so much legislation being passed right now anyway. I do wonder if he just has nothing. He has nothing. He has no power over them. He has nothing to offer them.
That's not true. We just thought, I mean, he could withhold federal funds. He could not do the Medicaid, waivers. He could, there's a bunch of federal stuff he could do. He could primary them, right? But then you might have hinted at something else. I don't know if this is true. This might be so hokey, but like, that is Mike Pence's state. That's Mitch Daniels' state. Maybe there is something in the Republican DNA there that's different, but I don't know. I can't fathom another administration not being able to get its way with state lawmakers of their own party.
Yeah, but this gets to a broader point, right, Sam? Which is I couldn't imagine like the George W. Bush administration going down to Indiana and being like, gerrymander your state so we get an extra seat so I don't lose the House and get impeached.
You're right.
You know, like I just couldn't imagine that happening. I do think, look, I don't want to get sentimental or anything, but I do think there is something to be said for Pence and Daniels and that sort. And Pence sorta came out of,
it pretty clear,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. So
I guess the question is, what do you imagine Trump does off of this? I can only see it going in one direction, right? It's like, he's going to lose his mind.
Well, he either loses his mind or he loses interest. Right. I could see him just being like, well, OK, what's the next thing? I got a ballroom to build over here.
That's the case for the ballroom. Is you keep him distracted on this pretty like It's good not case. That important thing.
We got some redecorating to do. You know, it's fine. No, I, but I mean, I, but you know who won't forget is J.D. Vance. J.D. Vance is going to make sure that the, that, that people in Indiana are miserable because of this, that, that Republicans in Indiana are miserable because of this. And, you know, he's the vice president, so he's got nothing but time. He doesn't have anything else to do.
Yeah. And I think this is kind of, weirdly, it's become a little bit of a case study for him because he did go there. He did talk to them. He's been pretty, you know, it's in his portfolio, put it that way. And I, you can see a scenario where Trump's like, how could you fuck this up, JD? And then JD has to clean it up. No, you could honestly see that. I'm with Adam. I don't think this is the end of it. I think they try to make a real example of these people. And then it comes down to what do these state senators, what do the lawmakers want to do? What do the voters want to do about that? Like, you know, it's one thing to inflict these types of political pains on Democratic states. It's terribly wrong. It's immoral. It's, you know, but you're not risking, you know, you're starting from like a place where you're probably not risking much politically because they're vote for Democrats generally. It's another thing to do it to your own people. And we haven't seen that yet.
You have not seen it that often. I will be curious to see how many retirements there are. That's going to be the real benchmark, right? Like how many state senators are just like, I don't need this. I'm a state senator. This is not worth it. I don't know what I will be honest. I'm not an expert on Indiana state.
I'm not
politics.
Either. I couldn't say, on here.
But I would bet, I'd bet good money that there's a higher than usual number of incumbent retirements headed into the next election.
All right. Last question for you. Cause I was thinking about this. If you're the Democrats, you're like J.B. Pritzker, right? You could, in theory, continue to float that you would redistrict Illinois. You get one extra seat potentially out of it. But Indiana just did this. Would the smart thing not be to say, okay, redistricting is off our table now. The Indiana Senate Republicans did the right thing. We're going to do the right thing too. I'm not saying every Democratic state has to do this because you have other Republican states out there. But to me, that seems like a no-brainer. It's like, you have to reward good behavior. You have to show them that there are good outcomes, even if it's not from within their own party. Pritzker should probably go out there and say tonight, I appreciate what they did, and we're going to rule us out.
Sure. It's not Pollyanna, it's a little Aaron, Sam.
It's a little Aaron Sorkin-ish.
Yeah. No, I mean, I agree with you. The problem is that there's no universe in which that is reciprocated. It's not like the unilateral disarmament will say, the Republicans will say, we're okay, I guess we'll stop doing this everywhere else. I mean, I don't know how many more states there are left to do it in, but it would be nice if everyone just stopped. That would be real great.
Wouldn't that be great? Oh my God. It would be bad for content, but great for the country. I live in an Aaron Sorkin novel or movie. I'm sorry. I still have West Wing in my head. All right, Sonny, thanks so much for jumping on and doing this. I appreciate it, bud.
Absolutely.
All right, take care, everyone. Hey, thank you for watching this, folks. This is a Bulwark Takes podcast. Subscribe to the feed, subscribe to our YouTube channel, subscribe to our Substack. We're everywhere. Talk to you later.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.